It is Wednesday, middle of the week here. Freddie Kiger, just like every other day, just came into the studio and armed with some kind of trivia.
Bringing a smile and a question.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm ready for a smile.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, folks, right now, it used to be this particular week or this particular time of the year, everybody, every network would roll out their fall lineup for TV sitcoms and series and what have you.
Yeah, it was kind of an exciting time for TV viewers.
Yeah. And so we're going to play off that. Today's category, TV sitcoms.
Okay.
Are you ready? Name the family that lived at 704 Hoosier or Hauser Street in Queens, New York.
704 Hauser Street.
H-A-U-S-E-R. Hauser or Hauser. 704 Hauser Hoosier Street in Queens, New York.
I think I know.
I think you might know. It set television on its ear when it first came out, but
Absolutely.
It had 9 wonderful seasons.
Yeah.
I don't know if that show would ever have a chance now.
Yeah. Oh, too politically incorrect.
Yeah. But I think everyone understood it for the tongue-in-cheekness and what it was intended to be used for at that particular time.
And they had perfect actors to play those roles,
goodness,
too.
They sure did. If you know the answer to who lived on that particular address, that street, give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
You got it. You could be a winner of a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Good to go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade.
Very good.
I don't remember the rest of it.
I always hear
really had it made. Those were the days. The Bunker family.
The Bunkers.
Lived on Hauser Street.
Yeah, Archie and Meathead and Edith.
Look at the bus out there.
Holy smokes.
That bus going by.
That bus, there's a giraffe seated there.
All visitors welcome. I love it. Yeah, that's really pretty bus.
Wow, that is very nice.
You know, we have our signs on the outside.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Chapel Hill Transit
saw
buses.
It, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Didn't have your picture on there.
What's
up with that, man?
We want to attract riders, run them away.
Okay. Yeah, the Bonkers, All in the Family, which ran for 9 seasons on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a trivia within a trivia question.
Okay.
In 1941,
yeah.
Guess where Carol O'Connor enrolled in college?
No idea.
Wake Forest.
Really? Wow.
It didn't last there long because he dropped out because of World War II. And like many, many people, they dropped out to join the service.
Yeah.
And he wound up eventually serving in the United States Merchant Marine.
Yeah.
Carol O'Connor, one of my favorite roles, is not necessarily in the All in the Bunkers or All in the Family, but when he served as the general in Kelly's Heroes.
Yeah, it was also in Heat of the Night, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
When I saw him
Was that Heat of the Night? Was that Rod Steiger?
I don't know. I've seen him in other things, other than All in the Family.
Yeah.
And I just see Archie Bunker.
Oh yeah, there's no question.
Because it was such a role that's kind of, it didn't stereotype him, but it typecast him.
Sure, Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers and
and
then of course it had all the spinoffs, the Jeffersons and how many other shows. In fact, there was one spinoff. I think it was just simply entitled 704 Hoosier Street.
Yeah,
or Hauser Street.
Hauser Street, I think. Yeah, Maude was kind of connected in there too. Yeah, really good stuff. Norman Lear, the creator of all of those.
Correct.
Thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome.